We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David Ben Menachem Mishnah Nicham Yaakov and Pekach Shaleo. We're Nazir. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We already learned the three classifications of Nazirim. The Nazirim for Zman Katzur, for a fixed time, a Nazir a Shimshon, and a Nazir Olam. Our mission is going to deal with another category, in fact, called a Nazir Le'olam. There's a brice in the Gemara, and we'll explain what the difference between Nazir Olam and his Nazir Le'olam. Person who says like this, Hareini Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai. I'm going to be a Nazir my whole life. Hareini Nazir Le'olam. I'm going to be a Nazir forever. Hareini Nazir Olam. Such a person is a Nazir forever. Brisa continues. Afilu Me'ashana, person who says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 years. Afilu Elef Shana, person who says, Hareini Nazir for 1,000 years. Ein Zen Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Le'olam. Which means that the difference between a person who says, I'm going to be a Nazir my whole life, I'm a Nazir La'olam, that's the classic Nazir Olam. But a person who says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 years or 1,000 years, that is a Nazir Le'olam, and not a Nazir Olam. And what does that mean? He's going to have the status of a Nazir Lizman Kotsuv. He's really in that first category. That's why it's not really a fourth category. He's in the first category. The only problem is that he's not going to live for 1,000 years, let's say. So since he's giving a time that's beyond his lifetime, so he's obviously going to be a Nazir forever for all of his days. How is he then different than the Nazir Olam? Because the Nazir Olam, we said every year, every 12 months, is able to lighten his hair, is able to cut his hair a little bit, to lighten the load. But a Nazir La'olam, if he made one Nazirus, I'm a Nazir for 1,000 years, let's say, he cannot shave at all, cannot cut his hair. Our Mishnah is going to deal with someone who said he's going to be a Nazir and had it connected to, associated with the amount of dust on the earth, or the amount of hairs that he has in his hair. So everyone holds that such a person is going to be a Nazir for his whole lifetime, because the number of specks of sand on the earth, or pieces of dust, or hairs in his hair, is way beyond his lifespan. But the Tanoim will debate, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah Anasi, if whether that's considered a Kabbalist Nazirus of one Nazirus, or many independent Nazirios. Hareini Nazir Kisa'a Roshi Uka'afara Oretz Ukachol Hayam. Person says, I'm going to be Nazir like for the amount of time, like the amount of hairs I have on my head, or the amount of dirt there is on the ground, or the amount of sand there is on the shores of the sea. Harezen Nazir Olam. He's a Nazir Le'olam. Although Mishnah says Nazir Olam, he's a Nazir Le'olam, which means for his whole lifetime, because these are obviously the numbers that we're talking about are way beyond his lifespan, the years he's going to live. But says the Tanakama, Umegaleach Achas L'Shom Shoshim Yom. He's able to shave, to cut his hair once every 30 days. Why? Since he was tola his Nazirus with items that are prudim, that are separate, like hair, or dust, or specks of sand. So it's as if he's saying, I'm taking upon myself Nazirios, many multiple Nazirios, Nidurim of Nazir, according to the number of hairs that I have on my head, or the amount of specks of sand there are, etc. Therefore, he's going to, for his whole lifetime, he's going to observe 30-day Nazirios, consecutive, but at least he's able, and he's going to shave and bring karbanos after each and at 30 days. He's supposed to shave. That's part of the halacha. After each of the 30 days. That's the Tanakama's opinion, who believes that these are separate Nazirios, because these are separate items, the hair, the specks of sand, grains of sand, etc. Rebbe Omer, Ein Zem Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. Person who says, Hareini Nazir Kisa'aroshi, like the hairs on my head, and the like, he does not shave every 30 days, can't cut his hair, and he doesn't go through that whole Tara process. And then it's not multiple consecutive Nazirios, because this is one long Nazirus. It's like he said, Hareini Nazir Elef Shana, and therefore he's a Nazir Le'olam, and he does not shave, does not cut his hair at all. Some Rishonim claim that such a person is a Nazir Olam, that he's able to cut his hair once every 12 months. That's a debate amongst the Rishonim. The Ezehu Shemigaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. So according to Rebbe, then, what Nazir can shave every 30 days? If you're telling me that the guy who associates his Nazirs with his with hair or sand or dirt cannot, so he said, I'll tell you who that is. Hare Haomer Hare Olai Nazirus Kisaaro Nazirus Kisaaro Shi Uka Afara Aretz Uvka Uka Chol Hayom. What's the difference? Here he didn't say Hareini Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir like the hair on my head, like the Chol Hayam, like the Faretz. But rather, he says, Hare Alai Nazirus. I take upon myself a Nazirus, a Kabbalas Nazirus, like Sa'aroshi, as opposed to Hareini Nazir. That means that that obviously his intent was to have separate Nazirios. And he's going to be able to, and he's going through that Tara process each and every 30 days and keeps, cuts his hair, of course, and maintains these consecutive Zirios every 30 days. Perek, Aleph, Mishnah, Hey. Hareini Nazir, Melo Habayis. Or O Melo HaKupa. Person says, I'm a Nazir like what fills up the house. I'm a Nazir like what fills up the basket. So it's a suffix what he meant. Is this one long Nazirus? Or therefore it's like he says Hareini Nazir mikan bat sofa olam, as we learned in early in Mishnah Gimel, or maybe his kavana was to explain the zman of his nazirus, what it should be. It should be like the number of items that can fill up the house or fill up a basket, which is something that you can measure. And therefore, it's like saying, Hareini Nazir Kisaroshi, and then it would be subject to the Machlokas Rebbe and the Tanakama, how we address such a thing, and then maybe you're able to cut his hair every 30 days. So it says the Mishnah like this. So we asked this person who took the Neder, we said, Hareini Nazir Melo Habayis, what fills up the house, Melo HaKupa, what fills up the basket, we ask him. What kavana do you have in mind when you said that? Im amar achas gedola nazarti. If he says, no, my kavana was just to take on one big nazirus. That's what I meant by melo habayis. It's like saying ad sofa olam. So then, Nazir Shloshim Yom. Then he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Because remember what we said, a person who said, I'm going to be a Nazir ad sofa olam. What did that mean? It only means that it's strict to me, like ad sofa olam, but it's only 30 days. It's just Nazir Gadola, we said, is no different than Nazir Katana. He didn't specify the number of days. We assume that it just means 30 days. So that's the first thing. Hareini Nazir Kimlo Abayis, Kimlo Akupa. So then that we would treat that as 30 days, not as forever, not as Nazir Olam, but that would be for 30 days. So we check if he says, I meant in one Gadola, Achas Gadola. So all that means, as in his Nazir for 30 days, Vim Omar Stam Nazarti. But if he says, no, I didn't have anything in mind. I figure let the Chacham and let the rabbis explain what I had in mind. So therefore, they say, so maybe it's possible to that what he had in mind was he's going to be a Nazir according to the number of items that can fill up a house or fill up a basket. And since he said Maloha Kupa Stam and didn't tell you how much that is, Rowena, how much can fill up? What can you put into a basket? Rowena Sakupa Kiiluhi Malea Chardol. We look at that kupa as if it's filled with mustard seeds, which are very, very small, and obviously you can fill it up with way more than his lifetime. So therefore, v'nazir kol yamav, he's then going to be a nazir for his whole life. Now, according to Rebbe, that means he's a nazir, one nazirus for his whole life, and like he's a nazir olam, or maybe a nazir lo olam, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. But according to the Tanakam in the previous Mishnah, such a person is going to be a nazir with nizirios chalukos, 30 days and 30 days, and shaves every 30 days, and he's going to do that for his whole lifetime. Some say that even the Tanakama from the previous Mishnah, who claimed that we view Hareini Nazir, Ksa'aroshi, Kafaret, etc., as separate, he would admit here to Rebbe that the language of Malo HaKupa implies one Nazirus that includes many, many days, just like the Kupa, the basket, can have a lot of different items inside, very small items, and it joins them all into one unit. And therefore, everyone would agree that such a person is a Nazir Olam. In this Mishnah, even the Tana Kama from the previous Mishnah would agree that we don't split it up 30 days, 30 days. In the case over here, Meloa Bais, Meloa Kupa, assuming his Kavana was Stam, he didn't tell me what he had in mind, so then we're going to, even the Tana Kama would agree that it's not 30, 30, and 30, it's all one for the rest of his life.